At the corner of 4th and Walnut, I realized that I loved all the people, and none of them could ever be alien to me. As if waking from a dream, the dream of my separateness, of the special vocation to be different. Of the human race, like all the rest of them. I'm still a member of the human race, and what more glorious destiny is there, since the word was made flesh and became a member too. Thank God, thank God, I am only another member of the human race, like all the rest.
When I was in the monastery, there was a little dirt road where I used to take walks on Sunday afternoons. And one time when I was coming back from the path, I saw a cigarette butt. And I really saw it as a sacrilege that someone had thrown a cigarette butt on the sacred path. And so I picked it up and put it in my pocket to throw it out. Then years later, after I had left the monastery, I was waiting for a bus in inner city Cleveland, and there were all these cigarette butts on this crowded sidewalk. And it was then I began to realize that these were God's people. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Like God fell in love with the common life, God fell in love with the ordinariness of the world, and the authenticity of our transformation is our groundedness in that ordinariness, and to live it with love.